This is the talk for Sunday, the 8th of January 2023, and it's Lucy Wright here, continuing in the second of our series called Recognising Jesus. And this talk is based upon the wise men. So I'm going to be continuing with the second in our current series called Recognising Jesus. Last week, we had Roy talking about Simeon and Anna and how they recognised Jesus after waiting to see him for so long. And today, we are going to look at the wise men, how they recognised Jesus and how they responded. I wonder whether, like our house, your Christmas decorations have been packed away for another year. The baubles have been carefully wrapped, in our case, individually in kitchen roll, and the tinsel and ribbon wound up for another year. The lights have been ever so meticulously placed so they won't be tangled when we get them out next year. Wishful thinking. Every year, we place our manger scene in the porch, and as we put it out and put it away, I am reminded about the wise men and how they weren't actually at the manger at all. I know in nativity plays up and down the country, children want to dress up as wise men and wear the obligatory crowns and carry some shiny object to Mary, Joseph and baby Jesus. But that isn't what actually happened at all. In today's reading, we are going to hear about the visit from the wise men taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and then 9 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So there you have it, the sequence of events that led up to the wise men recognising Jesus. There is no manger, no cows, no sheep, but a house. Jesus was probably 1 or 2 years old when the wise men found him. Mary and Joseph were married and living in a house, and in walked some wise men with extraordinary gifts for a baby. Today, I want to look at the account of the wise men recognising Jesus under three headings. Firstly, how the wise men recognised Jesus. Secondly, what did they do when they recognised Jesus? And lastly, how did recognising Jesus affect them? So let's look firstly at how did the wise men recognise Jesus. We traditionally think of there being three wise men. However, we are not actually certain that there were three. There may have been more. But because they took three gifts, we have settled on the idea that there were three. And what sort of magi were these men in our passage? Well, these men were probably political and religious advisers to the king, or philosophers or scientists who undoubtedly made a study of the skies. Not only would they have studied the stars, but they would have studied ancient manuscripts, which would have had the Old Testament amongst them. So they may well have actually read about the predictions of the Messiah coming. Were they expecting something to happen? Were they looking for a sign in order to recognise Jesus? Well, the sign that they saw was the star. We read, "We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Was this a temporary star? Was it a coincidental collection of planets or a meteor? No, this was a special star for a special purpose. This was his star. It was a signpost for the wise men in their search for Jesus. Incidentally, since the Middle Ages, camel caravans have navigated through the wastelands of the Sahara for days and days, guided by stars until they reach their destination. So using stars for navigation was therefore not unheard of. The journey they embarked on would probably have taken 4 months or more. It wasn't a matter of just jumping in the car for a couple of hours down the motorway. Travel would have been long, hard, dangerous, tiring, and expensive. But how did they know it was his star? Not by astronomy or learning, but because they were expecting to see something. They were looking for a sign for where Jesus was. And this star was the sign that they were looking for. And I just wonder about their conversations on the way. Think about your journeys on the way to a holiday. Probably talking about what you're going to do when you're there. Wondering what the food will be like or the accommodation will be like. All the way, the wise men must have talked about what they were expecting to find. Have we got that inquiring mind today? Are we expecting to hear from God as we listen to this talk? The wise men came seeking and inquiring, and God showed them a way to recognise Jesus through that moving star, something they were familiar with. Something they were familiar with. Have you ever realised that you could be that familiar person who helps a friend to recognise Jesus? It's not always instant. The wise men journeyed thousands of miles over months and months to find Jesus, but they were guided by something familiar. God had placed that star specifically in that place at that time. Think about why God has put you here today, at this specific time. Is it to continue your journey as you seek Jesus? Is it to build you up in faith as you journey on with Jesus? Or is it to encourage you today as your journey is difficult? Whatever the reason is, there are no coincidences with God. The wise men recognised Jesus because they expected to find him. In verse 2 we read, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" They had set out to find Jesus. That was the purpose of their journey in following the star. And this is so different than the approach that people often take today, isn't it? Many people expect God to come looking for them, to prove himself to them, saying, "If God is real, then why hasn't he done X, Y, or Z? Or why has he allowed this to happen?" But the Bible is clear about how a relationship with Jesus happens. In fact, our stained glass window in church represents this verse from Revelation 3, verse 20. "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." So how did the wise men recognise Jesus? Well, because they expected to find him. They set off on an unknown journey to seek him, not knowing what lay ahead of them, not knowing where they were going. They endured hardship. They even arrived at the wrong destination first, meeting Herod in Jerusalem. That might be your experience. That you have sought Jesus, but not found him where you expected him to be. Or you haven't recognised him for who he is. But this was no ordinary star. In its first appearance, it gave them the general directions to Jerusalem. And then it appeared again to lead them to the exact place where Jesus was. It's no wonder that in verse 10 we read, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. This star helped them to recognise that their search was successful. Their months of searching had come to fruition. If today you're still searching for Jesus, or maybe you don't yet recognise him for who he is and what he can be to you, then be like the wise men. Keep on journeying until you do find him and you do recognise how special he really is. Which brings me on to my second point. What did they do when they recognised him? Well, their intention was clear. In verse 2, we read, "We have come to worship him." Once they recognised Jesus as the Son of God, they weren't focused on what he could do for them or what they could get from him, but they went with the intention of worshipping him. They were seeking him for the right reason. At this point, it wasn't about what Jesus was going to do for them. They worshipped him because of who he was, God's Son. It wasn't about what Jesus could offer them or the benefits they could get. Let's remember, Jesus was so young, he couldn't even hold a conversation with them. He was incapable of giving them anything. Worship is about giving and not getting. They had come prepared to give, hence the gifts they had with them. The moment they recognised Jesus for who he was, they had already started giving. Their time, their efforts, their comfort and their treasures. And when we recognise Jesus, we need to give him what is due to him. Praise, honour, our time, our efforts and our gifts. Unlike the wise men, we have the privilege of the New Testament, which tells us of what recognising Jesus will mean for us. In John 3:16 we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." When we have recognised Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, our lives should be one of worship. Worship because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, so that we can enjoy a living relationship with him now, here on earth, and the certainty of heaven. Does our worship of Jesus demonstrate that? The wise men had no church building, no music, no liturgy. But what happened in that room with the infant Jesus was the essence of true worship. To truly worship, we need to focus on Jesus, honouring him for who he is and being willing to give him what is valuable to us. He is worthy of the very best we can give him. The wise men came into this house, saw the young boy, bowed down and worshipped him, and then opened their treasures and presented their gifts. It is a scene of celebration and joy, yet with great dignity and reverence. That is what the wise men did when they recognised Jesus. So lastly, how did recognising Jesus affect them? Well, the wise men found what they were seeking. They had set off on their journey expecting to find Jesus, and when they recognized Jesus as the Son of God, they worshipped him, and they would have left that house changed. They had met with Jesus. That is a life-changing event. And if we look at verse 12, we read how it affected them. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by a different route. They had to change their plans, their routes in life, what they had thought would be the way they would go. After recognising Jesus, they were warned by God not to return to Jerusalem as they had intended. Finding Jesus may mean that your life must take a different direction, a direction inspired by God. As you journey on with Jesus, the plans that you had made may need to change. What is obvious in this short verse is that the wise men were listening and responded to God's plan. And we too can seek God's plan for our lives through prayer, reading our Bibles, and through sharing with others and asking them to pray about a decision we need to make. In Proverbs 3:6 we read, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." The wise men were open to God's leading, and they chose to alter their route. And if we seek God's guidance in everything, then he promises to make our path straight. Keep asking God which way he wants you to go through prayer. Bring all your decisions to him. Seek his guidance through life, just like the wise men did. The answer may not come to you in a dream like it did for the wise men, but God will answer and show you the way forward. Many people focus on the wise men following the star and giving Jesus the gifts and think that is the end of the story. Just as the Christmas decorations have been put away and the festivities are over, they think that the story of the wise men is completed with the handing over of gold, frankincense and myrrh. But in fact, recognising Jesus is only the beginning of the journey. Giving him our worship and our gifts and letting Jesus determine the route of our lives is ongoing. This series for January is all centred around recognising Jesus. The crucial part of that is what we do when we have recognised him. Do we accept him as Lord and Saviour of our lives, fall down and worship him, changed forever? Or do we leave our gifts and walk away unchanged? I hope as we start this new year, we may choose Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of the wise men recognising Jesus. We thank you that they found him and it changed their lives forever. I pray today that we may fall down before you in worship each and every day and use our gifts to help others to recognise you. We pray for our lives as we embark on this new year and we ask that you will make our paths straight as we face all decisions this year will bring. Help us to bring all of our decisions to you in prayer. Amen.